Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Sparkplug Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that helps to elevate small business owners to business celebrity status to garner more growth opportunities. We enthusiastically provide small business owners with mega recognition, a new level of excitement, and a stronger personal brand identity in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In today's segment of Sparkplug Radio, we're going to be speaking with Dr. Dion Parker, the Vice President of Gym Makers LLC, about what is swag and how to get it back. Our very special guest today is a native of Omaha, Nebraska. She holds a Doctor of Philosophy degree in Humane Letters from Syca University and Seminary for the life-changing work that she does with women and girls. And she has also earned several esteemed industry-recognized leadership development certifications. Today, she is the Vice President of Gym Makers LLC, an author, and the founder of the Swag University. She's a catalyst for courage and is on a mission to empower and equip ladies, leaders, and little girls around the world to courageously face their fears, overcome their failures, and to find their freedom. We're so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark in Metro Atlanta and beyond, Dr. Dion Parker. Welcome to Sparkplug Radio.
Thank you so much. What an incredible introduction from such an energetic, just wonderful host. Thank you, Sparkplug.
It's easy to do it for an incredible lady. How you doing today?
I am fantastic. Fantastic. Can't even be better. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, we know you're extremely busy, so I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay with you?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. My first question to you, what does swag stand for and what's behind it? What's the story behind it?
I love it. Now, you know, swag is used by a lot of our young people. In fact, my sons say that word, and in our music, we hear the word swag. And I'm talking about something a little bit different than swag. You know, swag can be, you know, misconstrued, but also be applied to an Idris Elba or Beyonce or maybe a Chris Hemsworth. That is swag. But the swag that I'm talking about, Sparkplug, is actually, it stands for self-confidence. It stands for the walk with God, your attitude of gratitude, and your gifts and talents. And so you asked me what is the story behind swag. Well, let's start with a moment of truth, right? So I wrote a book a few years ago called Girl, Get Your Swag Back. And that's based on my testimony. It's based on me losing my swag, if we can start there. Let's just be honest. I lost all of those things. Because when I was 18 years old, I was stabbed with a 6-inch butcher knife at the hands of my sister's abuser. Now, from that experience, I lost my self-confidence, my walk with God. I just walked away and just did not have a relationship with him. My attitude looked like the Tasmanian devil. And then I packed up my gifts and talents, put them on the shelf, and just I didn't have anything that I felt like I could give the world at that time. So I lost all my swag. And so that's really the basis of how, when you talk about what swag is and where did Girl Get Your Swag Back come from, that's where it came from, was my own testimony. And so now I am on a mission to help women around the world and girls around the world to be able to get their swag back. Now, their story might not have been traumatic as mine, but it may have trails of it. And so I say swag, when you lose your swag, it could be from either trauma or drama.
Okay. So how does someone get their swag back?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. So the first thing in getting our swag back is, first of all, you got to recognize that you lost it. And sometimes we're walking around, just as I did, I walked around and I was pulling out that wonderful mask and saying our two favorite words, I'm okay, I'm fine. And that was not true. Just let's just be very clear there. And so the first thing that you need to do is recognize that you are not in a good space. You've lost something. Something's missing. And so the first thing that we have to do is to really shine the light on where we lost it. And so after examining and doing some really introspective work and figuring out what is it that I'm missing, you then need to find out what is it that you want out of your life? What is it that you want? Is it, you know, when you think about the goals that you want to achieve, when you think about personal goals and professional goals, what is it that you want to achieve out of your life? So it starts really with a moment of truth and clarity. Then I would say, secondly, we've got to take a visit and look at our self-confidence. We trade in our self-confidence for self-doubt and fear all the time. And as a woman and working with several women, this is one of our biggest issues. We immediately give into the self-talk, or I like to call it dirty talk, that we hear in our head. And we end up listening to all of that noise and are distracted around all of those things that we either hear or tell ourselves or have other people's opinions of us in our head, and we trade all of our self-confidence in for that noise, and it becomes silent sabotage. So that's the first stop. The next thing I would say is, Sparkplug, when you think about the word swag, as I was writing this, I was tapped on the shoulder, really. And God said, leave me out of this if you want to, because you can't spell swag without the W. You will have sag, and that's not cute. We cannot be sagging. Your swag cannot sag. That's not cute. Ladies, that's not cute. So the W is your walk with God. What does your walk look like? Are you walking with purpose? Are you walking with people that can surround you, that can lift you up, that can help you to get and achieve your purpose? Are you walking in a state of, you know, strength when you think about your faith walk? Your spiritual faith walk is what keeps you upright and continuing to head towards that thing that you know you've been called towards. When our walk isn't right, we tend to, I mean, even when you think about your physical walk, when you're physically walking and you're not feeling your best self, your walk shows it. So your walk with God is one of the biggest pieces in here. In fact, it was actually the longest chapter in the book, Girl, Get Your Swag Back. The next thing I would say, Sparkplug, about how to get your swag back is to examine your attitude. What does that look like? Are you a drainer or a driver? Do people around you gain energy from you and your attitude, or are you draining others around you? And our attitudes, boy, I'm telling you, I think about if somebody strapped a camcorder, or do we even use camcorders anymore? If somebody just recorded our lives, right, as we're just walking around, what would they see? How would we show up? I think it'd be really interesting to play that tape back. Our attitudes are really just the way that we think and feel, right? It impacts our behavior, it impacts our attitude and how we show up. So when you really boil it all down, it's really attitude is about choice. We have a choice to show up in our lives with a sense of gratitude and to appreciate the moment, the here and now, and appreciate those who are around us, being able to express that, being able to show, again, gratefulness and thanking those who have helped us along the way. We have a moment to see when our mental block is there and is impacting our attitude. We have a moment to stop and check our emotional fuel tank to make sure that it's full, because if it's on empty, we can wreck people around us and our lives. So that's the attitude. That's the A in swag. Now, the last one is your gifts and talents. What is it that God gave you that he said give to the world? What does that look like, your gifts and talents? Are you using them? Do you know what they are? And sometimes we get into a state of distraction where we were using our gifts, and at one point we stopped because of to circumstances or other people's opinions, or again back to that silent self-sabotage. But are you using your gifts and talents? I'd love for your listeners to think about this question. What would be missing in the world if you weren't in it? What would be missing? What would cease to stop existing if you weren't in it, if you weren't using all of the things that God gave you? That's a really hefty question, I'd like for you to think about. But when you think about your gifts and talents, man, I tell you, we get into this comparison trap where my gift is, you know, maybe I'm trying to do something that is not my gift, and I see somebody else's gift, and instead of celebrating, I'm hating on somebody else's gift. But rock the gift that God gave you. We all have them. So that question that I asked you earlier, think about that, and how are you utilizing what God gave you? And to wrap this all up to really about, again, getting your swag back, those are the steps. But at the end of the day, if you look at each of those areas and you don't appropriately plan the action, then it's all for naught, right? You've just did some introspective work, and, you know, I mean, that's healthy too, and you did some journaling, and you took a look at yourself. But if you do nothing with it, then it's still, you're still back into the same state that you were in prior to this, right? It's now about walking this out. It's now about courageously putting all of that in action and to go forward to the thing that God called you to do. So how are you setting goals for yourself? And I like poking hole in fluffy goals because they don't hold weight. And fluffy goals don't have timelines attached to them or specific details. And so when you're in a state of, you know, I'm fed up now, I'm now ready to actually put my swag in action, you will actually sit down and plan out what it is that's next for you. So that's really about the action piece of it. So
oh,
that's
right.
Swag. And that's how you get
right.
It back.
Right. Self-esteem, your walk, your attitude, and your gifts. Okay. Well, Dr. Parker, as the founder of Swag University, please tell us more about it and what our listeners can expect to achieve after attending one of the experiences at the Swag University.
Yes, 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 the Swag University. So the book turned into curriculum, and the curriculum turned into a 6-week masterclass, a self-guided study, and a small group study. So if you visit the Swag University, so it's www.theswaguniversity.com. If you visit that, you're going to see those three experiences. So if you're interested in going and attending our virtual 6-week masterclass, which it consists of 6 sessions, and you are in a group of women that go through this session from the comfort of your own home. And as a result of this, you will not only have that introspective look in those 4 areas, but you're also having the opportunity in between these sessions to connect with a partner, an accountability partner, that's in the cohort with you that will help to hold you accountable to the goals that you set from the onset and after. And so you also receive support. And so when you think about this, one of the examples I can give you is we just actually graduated a class off of the 6-week masterclass, and these women were on fire. And so I've had women who, these recent swag grads, if I just speak to these recent ones, I've got women who were desiring to start blogs, women who were desiring to start their own businesses, women who were desiring to start their own ministry work and got stuck in stall for some reason, but are now feverishly and courageously, as a result of attending this experience, now confidently going into this work with now different lenses, right? And the support of their sisters. So that's one of the things that you'll experience as a result of registering or getting in there and doing the self-guided study as well from the Swag University.
All right. Well, you are nationally known as the Courage Catalyst, a person who empowers ladies, leaders, and little girls to courageously face their fears, overcome their failures, and find their freedom. What advice would you give to our listeners today to help them become more courageous in their lives?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. My business partner, Dr. Nicole Still, and I have designed a 3C master model. And what we did was we really thought about, you know, what women want and how they want to achieve it and where they kind of fall down at, and where we fall down at, I should say. And my advice for women who are looking to be more courageous in their lives is to really apply these, we like to call it our elixir, these three areas, is really gain the clarity. Really get clear about what it is that you want. Sometimes we go into things so critical and very cloudy, and we can't see the vision that God gave us. But you got to get very clear. And then once you're clear, you got to concentrate on that confidence area. So knowing who and whose you are, knowing exactly what you were built of and what you're made of and your purpose, and really building those confidence muscles. And now that you're clear and you're confident, now you go, you're in that go and flow stage. That's the courage stage. You move from comfort to courage. It's time to push yourself out of a comfortable space and really take a bold risk. What's one thing that you can do that you know you need to do that scares you half to death? And do it. Do it. That's the, I mean, when you do it and you see the result that it wasn't as scary as you thought it was, you found your way into your courage zone. And now wrapping all of that up, you can operate from there. Right? You can operate now being clear, being confident, being courageous. And now, my friends, the brilliant zone, that's the point of transformation. Operating from that brilliant zone, it gives you so much courage because now you're clear in what you're doing. I've got my confidence and courage muscles. I'm moving out of my comfortable space, and I'm going to try something that scares me. And do it and see what happens.
All right. Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you decided to advertise Gem Makers LLC in the next edition of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
Yes. We at Gem Makers really want women to, well, let me back up just a bit and just say Gem Makers serves, and our mission really is to empower and equip ladies, leaders, and little girls to boldly find their way into their brilliant zone. We want them to shine from there. And so I thought, and my business partner and I really want to make sure that women know that they have a place where they can not only come to be empowered, but to be equipped, because we offer experiences in your personal and professional development areas, from coaching and consulting, from creative content and courses. We really want to make a difference in empowering women and helping them to also unlock other women. So when we offer that, when we do that, and we bring these experiences to women, they find themselves really operating from a space that maybe they hadn't before. And so it's so powerful when we can unlock women and they unlock another woman and another woman. And then we see our girls looking at these incredible women in their space, and they are encouraged as well. So we really want to make sure that's what we're doing, is making a difference in the lives of ladies, leaders, and little girls. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to be able to do that.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you, and how can they purchase your products and services?
Absolutely. I'd love for you to follow us at deonparker.com, and my name is spelled DEYONNE, parker.com, or you can get, again, dive into the Swag University. Now, you have to put the in front of swaguniversity.com, because I don't know where it would take you if you just put Swag University. So theswaguniversity.com. And Spark Plug, I just wanted to offer your listeners a special discount on one of our experiences. We're having our fifth annual Royal Retreat. Royal Retreat, ladies. It's a two-day experience. It is going to be at the wonderful Marriott Evergreen Resort in Stone Mountain. And, again, it's January 4th and 5th. And if you purchase your ticket prior to November 1st, you get an early bird special. It's a wonderful $50 off special. So we really would love for you to take advantage of that. And you can find information about that on DionParker.com.
All right. Well, very briefly, tell us a little bit more about your event.
Yes. I love it. So our event, we've done this, oh, my gosh, again, fifth annual. We have done this every year. And, ladies, and when you come into this experience, it's an experience. This is not like any other retreat that you have gone to. You come in and you are immediately engaged from the moment that you step on our carpet. And that's just a little bit of a hint. We don't want to give everything away. But you will be engaged. You will not only be engaged, but you are going to be excitedly connected to a group of diverse women and to be able to experience this two-day themed power-packed retreat. You will walk away with not only the education of the topic that we'll be speaking on in that particular 2 days, but you will also walk away with a results-oriented action plan. That is what we are about, not only just retreating and just coming in for the feel good, but we want you to walk away with some things. So that's a little bit more about us. I can speak forever on this.
Okay. Well, do you have any final thoughts about getting your swag back and, you know, how people can get their swag back that you'd like to leave our listening audience with?
I really would. Ladies, this really, when you talk about getting your swag back, again, I would really encourage you to take a moment and take the mask off. A lot of times we are faking, fooling, and fronting for other people in our lives, and we've done that for years, and it's exhausting. Believe me, I know. And the weight of that mask is so heavy. And so I invite you to take it off. And to take a moment to really get clear about what it is that you want out of your life at this stage in the game. Are you currently happy with the life that you're living and the cost that you're paying to live it? If the answer is yes, great. If the answer is no, then I invite you to take that introspective look, write a commitment letter to yourself. It's to you, by you, for you, and really understand where you're at presently. And where you want to go. It's about getting your self-confidence back. It's about restoring your walk with God. It's about renewing your attitude of gratitude. And it's really about reclaiming your gifts and talents. Somebody else is waiting for you. Don't make them wait any longer. Time to get your swag back.
All right. Well, Dr. Dion Parker, author, Courage Catalyst, speaker, facilitator, and vice president of Gem Makers LLC. Thank you for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Spark Plug. This was amazing. Thank you.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners and professionals like Dr. Dion Parker. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNGK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank the Spark Plug Radio team for doing another beautiful job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio.